Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Full Steam Ahead by Karen Wittemeyer. Narrated by Karine Monbertrand. The author begins with a quote from Romans, chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. And now, Full Steam Ahead.
Prologue. New Orleans, November 15th, 1849. Passengers jockeyed for position along the steamboat Louisiana's railings, waving and calling merry farewells to the crowd lining the levee. Darius Thornton stalked determinedly across the deck in the opposite direction. He'd done all the smiling he cared to during the previous half hour, while Captain Cannon gave him and a handful of other investors a tour of the vessel. His brother David should have been the one mixing with the Caribbean coffee barons and southern cotton tycoons, not him. David was the diplomat of the family. Mingling with wealthy plantation owners and charming their wives came as naturally to him as adding a column of numbers came to Darius. But David's wife was expecting their first child and insisted her husband remain by her side in case the babe chose to come early. Early? Darius snorted. The birth was months away. The little tyke wasn't scheduled to arrive until January. Darius rested his forearms against the river-facing rails and stared into the dark water off the starboard side of the bow. New mothers, always so jittery and anxious about everything, tying their men to their apron strings and making their brothers-in-law suffer through torturous affairs when they could be at home in their office, poring over ledgers and schematics, objects that didn't expect wit or charisma. Solid, dependable things that required a man's brain, not an ability to titter and chat about the weather. Stuff and nonsense, all of it. But sharing the familial load was what brothers were for. David had stepped in for Darius on more than one occasion. It was only right that he return the favor. Too bad he had to be so formal while he did it. He much preferred working in his shirt sleeves behind closed doors to prancing around in a tightly tailored coat and beaver hat with a bunch of dandies who considered a man's fashion an accurate measure of his importance. With a groan, he dug a finger beneath his collar, wishing...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?